And now this is a dictation for Richard Nowakowski, Nowakowski, April 29, 1960. Addresses a letter to Dr. Auxilio, Auxilio, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Auxilio, follow up for Richard. History of bladder cancer resection with a neo bladder. Last visit in November. Last few days, inflammatory changes, right hand and wrist. Probably lupus flare. He's calling you today for steroids. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or urinary problems, no cloudiness, no blood, no foaminess, no major edema. He believes urine volume is good. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. Next paragraph. Only medication right now is Plaquenil. On physical exam, a stable weight 239, blood pressure 131/71, inflammatory changes on the right wrist and hand, no discolor, blue, ulcers, or weakness. The rest of the skin mucosal normal, no respiratory distress, normal speech, non-focal, respiratory cardiovascular, no RAP, no RALS, no wheezes. I don't see much of ascites, no edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.42, which is baseline, representing a GFR 54 stage 3, normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal albumin calcium, low phosphorus, which is new, 2.2, normal neutrophils, lymphocytes, minor low platelets 140, anemia 13.3. Chemistries through the VA and also rheumatology. There was a minor increase of ferritin around 300. Saturation was normal at 29. Other numbers appears stable. There is a urine sample, 2+ of blood, 1+ of protein, and presence of white blood cell count, but this goes with his neobladder. Double-stranded DNA negative, sedimentation rate normal, complement C4 and C total normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, clinically stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure normal. Anemia has not required EPO treatment, minor metabolic acidosis, all other chemistries are stable. To discuss with you about management of lupus flare, urine is abnormal from bladder cancer and prior resection, neobladder, not necessarily represents lupus nephritis. A kidney function appears to be stable and blood pressure also normal. Has for the first time a low phosphorus. He's taking no calcium supplements or anything that might behave as phosphorus binder. We'll continue to monitor. Alicia discuss at length.